In a special meeting of the Baltimore City Council Monday, lawmakers focused on a planned unit development bill that has been contentious in the Roland Park community. After Councilman Ed Riesinger of District 10 and the council amended the bill to approve it, a group of residents stood up and left, but not without interrupting the meeting. Council President Jack Young called for order.
Filed order, sir. Thank you.
WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Bonessi is with us to help make sense of the controversy. Good morning, Dominique.
Morning, Nathan.
So give us the details. What is this development? Who are its key players?
The development is an apartment complex at the corner of Falls Road and Northern Parkway. It's called the Overlook at Roland Park, and the developer is Blue Ocean Realty, and the community associations that surround the Roland Park community, North Roland Park, Poplar Hill Association, those are two different ones, and then there's Roland Park Civic League and the Mount Washington Community Association. All these associations and this Blue Ocean Realty are kind of the major key players that have somewhat of a pull and a say in what happens to this development.
Sounds like the development is dividing the Roland Park community. What are the different resident groups concerned about?
So you have the Northern Roland Park community and the Poplar Hill Association that about a year ago, they were very much opposed to it. But now they're saying that they are definitely in favor of it. They've been having meetings. They've been hearing about what this development will be. They've been speaking with the developer. And the developer has made concessions. He has cut half of his land. He's created a buffer zone. So there definitely is communication going on. However, there are people, and when I say Northern Roland Park Association, I'm also speaking about the board on the Northern Roland Park Association, so the president, her name is Shelley Seinhardt. Those people are the major people making these decisions for these associations. But there are constituents within the Northern Roland Park Association that are upset about this, along with the Roland Park Civic League and the Mount Washington group. They're also very upset that they have not been consulted, and they're saying their initial concerns is that they weren't consulted. For example, Hunter Cotrain is one member, a constituent of the Northern Roland Park League, and he says he isn't opposed to the physical development, but he's opposed to the process of approving these developments. So here's what he had to say.
The problem has been they haven't been representing us properly. And when I say that, we weren't really aware of this problem until after.
The developers were very adamant about consulting the community. They've had hearings. They've been talking with community members of the Northern Roland Park Association and the Poplar Hill Association. But here's what Cotrain had to say about how they consulted people.
Well, if he was trying to be a good neighbor, he would have involved Roland Park and Mount Washington in the beginning. And what we don't understand is why the councilman rushed this bill through this week.
What oversight is given to planned unit developments like this development is?
There is a lot of oversight. A lot of hearings that have happened, constituent meetings, at Northern Roland Park and Poplar Hill Association. Here's what Councilman Yitzi Schlafer of District 5 had to say about the meetings that have gone on.
You know, there's been extensive meetings on this topic. The same people who are claiming that there wasn't enough meetings on it were the people who hosted the meetings. And, the chairman of the Land Use Committee had stated at the land use hearing, the city agencies basically debunked all the misconceptions that are being put out about this project.
What role is Councilman Schlafer playing in this development?
Councilman Schlafer is really in charge of moving the bill through the council. He introduced the bill. It was on second reader yesterday, and it will meet third reader next week. And so the Baltimore Brew and other media organizations, though, have been looking at his campaign contributions, and they say the optics look bad because he's received campaign money from the developer, from Blue Ocean Realty. And these are small shekels compared to what the average campaign donation is. Here's what Councilman Yitzi Schlafer had to say about the optics and the campaign contributions.
You know, I've stated at the public meeting that we had across Keys on this issue that I've received more money in campaign donations from people who oppose this project than people who are for that. So, you know, to comment on, you know, optics, I think I deal in facts. And the fact of the matter is I raised over $120,000 from, I believe, over 800 people. And so I have a wide variety of donors, including The attorney who's representing the opposition sent me an unsolicited campaign contribution.
It sounds like the bill is on track for final passage. When's that set to happen? When would it then go to the mayor's desk?
So the next meeting of City Council is next Monday. They will vote on this on third reader. So when it meets third reader, then it goes to the mayor's desk. It has been approved. But it could be halted tonight at Mount Washington Community Association. They will be having another meeting to address the concerns of more residents. Hunter Cotrain will be there to talk about what he believes are the issues, and then they might be halting it or they might continue building because they've gotten it to second reader, and we'll just have to see.
Dominique Maria Benessi covers City Hall for WYPR and is following this development closely. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nathan.